The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. I have good news for you, and I'm sure you would like to hear some good news for a change, because we don't hear any real good news on today's market. We don't read any good news on today's market. It seems just about all that we hear is bickering, biting, and division in our nation, troubles and problems. Somehow this idea and that idea as to how to solve our problems. Others have different ideas as how to solve our problems. Others just belittle those that are trying to set forth programs to solve our problems. But it seems that no one knows how to solve our many problems, because all our problems are spiritual in nature, and there is no way that we will ever be able to solve problems that spiritual in nature in a physical sense. Now, our problems began in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve rejected God's rule over them. They decided it was better to obey Satan, to go the way that satisfies the cravings of the flesh, the way of get, the way of the flesh, the way of ignoring and rejecting God's way of love and give, which are summed up in the Ten Commandments. So Satan took control of mankind in the Garden of Eden, or we could say he kidnapped humanity, took us captive, and is keeping mankind held captive to this very day. Now, why is that? How could Satan kidnap the world? Have you ever thought about that, or have you ever wondered about that? Well, you have to understand that that's exactly what happened before you could wonder or think about that to begin with. And this world doesn't understand that today. Our nation doesn't understand that today. Our nation doesn't understand that we are a nation held captive to Satan. Do you understand that yourself? We probably think that we are doing it the right way. We seem to think that our way, the way we think, believe, and act, is the right way. And even our attitude is right, so we think. Well, if we're all right, then why do our problems keep piling up? Why do they keep getting bigger and bigger? I want to offer you some free literature at this time, so you'll have the opportunity to request them. And we have free literature for you that will help you understand when and how this world started the Babylonian system, the way of Satan that we are living in today, and how we have rejected true knowledge. And if you would love to understand more about God's Word and what has happened since God created man and placed him in the Garden of Eden, call us toll free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free literature, Babylon, the Fountain of Error. And what do you mean, repent? You need those articles. It will lead you and guide you into helping you to understand what has happened and where we are and where we're going and what's going to happen in the future. So call us toll free at 1-800-611-8080 and request your free literature, Babylon, Fountain of Error, and what do you mean, repent? Are we solving and saving our marriages? Are we solving our marital problems and saving our marriages? Are we solving the live-in problems? Are we solving the abortion problems, the killing and the murdering of our unborn babies? Are we solving our huge, out-of-control budget and national debt, or our trade deficit? Are you solving your own personal debts? Are we solving our family problems, the crime problems, the juvenile delinquent problems, our terrorist problems, even our weather problems? Now that's a good one, and it probably makes you think we can't do anything about the weather. Well, that's right, but God can and will for us if we would begin to rend our hearts to God. Proverbs 14 and verse 12 has this to say, and it says the same thing in chapter 16 and verse 25. It says, "There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death." God repeated this twice within two chapters of Proverbs. He wants us to understand that it is our way that leads us and guides us into all of the troubles that we're in today. There is a way that seems right unto a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. And it's the way that seems right to mankind that has brought all our problems on us. And it's the way that seems right to mankind that has brought all our problems on us. And we try to solve them the way that seems right to us. And what seems right to us doesn't seem right to others. So we fight and we bicker, and we get deeper in confusion and problems, and government keeps getting bigger and bigger and taking our rights away from us. And yet we think, just give us more time, more money, more resources, and the right people in office, and we will solve our problem. Well, have we? Have we solved any major problem? Have you personally solved any of your problems? Well, I ask, why? Why haven't we solved our problem? Do we know the answer? Do you know the answer, my friend? Well, I can tell you, my friends, and our nation as well, if you care to listen. And that is, if we continue to go our way, our own way, leaving God's law and word behind and thinking we are free of authority in our life, we will not even begin to solve our many problems, our personal problems or our national problems. Notice what God has to say in Romans 6, beginning in verse 16. Romans 6 and verse 16. Paul's inspired to write here. He said, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slave whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of righteousness?" Paul is speaking here. He said, "Do you not know that to whom you present yourself slaves to obey, you are that one slaves whom you obey, whether of sin leading to death or of obedience leading to righteousness?" Paul talks like that if you want to go the right way, then there is some obedience. There are laws and so on that you have to obey. And that's what's gotten us in the mess that we're in, is because we haven't been able to, or willing. We've been able to if we would, but we haven't been willing to obey our Maker. Paul said here, "Know you not that you are the servants or the slaves to whom you obey?" Notice what God has to say in describing our day here that we're living in, 2 Timothy 3. "But know this," 2 Timothy 3, beginning in verse 1, "but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come." Paul is describing the day that you and I are living in, and they are going to get worse, my friends, unless we as a nation turn to our God. It says, "No, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy." Now ask yourself, does that sound like the day that you're living in? Does that sound like the nation that we're living in? Unloving, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good. Notice this, unforgiving and slanderous, talking about everybody else, without self-control. Yes, don't control your emotion. Do what you want to do. That sounds like the day that we're living in, doesn't it? It says there'll be traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure, rather than lovers of God. Oh, how true that is. Having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. It says having a form of godliness. Now, what does that mean, having a form of godliness? Yes, Paul gives a good description of our day here. Didn't Adam and Eve become a servant to whom they obeyed, which was Satan? Now, to deny the power thereof that Paul was speaking about here means to deny God's authority in your life. Now, do we do that today? Don't we think that we're free from obeying laws, that we can do what we want to do and get away with it? That's exactly what Adam and Eve did in the Garden of Eden. And by doing so, they rejected true values and right education. They surely thought they knew enough at that time, or at least thought they could acquire sufficient knowledge and wisdom and understanding apart from God. They didn't realize that they were rejecting spiritual knowledge and understanding that would ensure success, peace, joy, happiness, contentment, well-being, good obedient kids, and a good marriage, good health, good weather, and a good beautiful earth. Yes, God intended man to beautify the earth like the Garden of Eden. Neither did they realize they would become the servants of Satan and set the course for humanity. They didn't realize the path they chose would lead the world to a worldwide flood, They didn't realize that in rejecting spiritual knowledge and understanding, the world would become a spiritual wilderness when all kinds of evils exist. And as the population increases, all the evils multiply and will come to the point that all life would be annihilated from the earth if Jesus Christ doesn't intervene to save man from himself. Adam and Eve didn't realize they were rejecting spiritual knowledge and understanding of the true values to base all knowledge on. And these values are rejected today. But we have much knowledge and wisdom today, more than any other generation. And yet, we have more problems ever in the history of our nation and perhaps the history of the world. Why? Well, because we have rejected the Word of God, that spiritual knowledge that would tell us how to live our life. Yes, we as a world are held captive to Satan's way of get. And it all started in the Garden of Eden. But you can change if you will. Notice what God has to say in Revelation 18, verse 1. After these things, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having great authority, and the earth was illuminated with his glory. And he cried mightily with a loud voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become a dwelling place of demons, a prison for every foul spirit, and a cage for every unclean and hateful bird. For all the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth have become rich through the abundance of her luxury. Now notice verse 4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, Come out of her, my people, lest you share in the sins, and lest you receive of her plagues. Yes, God says, come out of her. And he's speaking of this false Babylonian system of religion and government. In fact, just the way of this world is what Christ is speaking of here. And he says, you can come out of that mindset and that attitude and repent and turn to God and begin to obey him, and your problem will begin to be solved. This is what God has to say about the false system man has produced under the sway of Satan. But the end is coming, and the saints will begin educating the world and the true values of life under and with Jesus Christ, as God had begun in the Garden of Eden. This is good news for you and the world. Yes, this is good news for everybody on the face of the earth. And this is the only way that humanity's problems will be solved. Well, this is Pete Hornbuckle. Thanks for joining us today. Continue to listen to the Way It Ought to Be program on this station and on several others in your area.
This program and the free literature we offer is made possible by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day and the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764. Again, that address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.